producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or 855-993-7569 if you have something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, whether it has to do with the shortest day and the longest night, or whether it has to do with what will seem like the longest day when you're with your family over the holidays. Or whatever it is that's on your mind, that's what I'm here to help you with. 855-993-7569. And for those of you who are of the Bah Humbug persuasion, don't worry, you're getting close to, you're within a couple of days of being able to just take a deep breath and have the whole thing behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we got the notion that somehow this should be a season rather than a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, all right? But for whatever your ilk is, whether this is your favorite time of year or your least favorite, it's about to be consummated, as they say. All right, I thought we'd talk about, we were talking about Color Purple. I was talking about Color Purple and Fiddler and the fact that they're both looking at a time in history that's different than today, but seeming to have some of relevant themes. We're also talking about Thomas Jefferson and the idea of changing context. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about culture shock that you've experienced. Now, Jake, have you lived in other countries?
I have not. Nope.
Okay, so you don't have. Have you experienced any culture shock, like when you went away to school or to a different neighborhood, or have you had any experience about sort of the kind of a jolt?
I wouldn't say culture shock, no. I'm pretty interested in other cultures. I've worked in some cultural areas around the Twin Cities here, and it's never shocked me, so I wouldn't
say
culture
shock doesn't necessarily mean like, oh my gosh. It's more like, whoa,
right.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah. Not really that I can think of, no.
I'm trying to think. I've had a bunch of them, partially because I've grown up in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose one of my culture shocks was, it actually happened Thanksgiving. So it happened sort of this time of year, but it was a little bit before this. I went away to college when I was very young and didn't have any money. And my folks were living in Denver, and I went to school in Houston. So it was a fair distance. And the idea of coming home at Thanksgiving just was not possible. I mean, I did go home at Christmas, which was a culture shock in a whole different way. But so I stayed with a friend because the campus was closed down over Thanksgiving. So I went to stay with a friend. And she was living with her aunt and uncle, who were very prominent with a major... I'm trying to do this without in any way compromise anybody's ability to be anonymous. But he worked for a very famous, very wealthy industrialist. And so they were very high placed in Houston hierarchy to the point that for Thanksgiving dinner, I was there with my friend. And I was staying there in River Oaks, which is a very fancy section of Houston. And they had the Supreme Court Justice of Texas Supreme Court for Thanksgiving dinner. At the time, Rice was for white male Houstonians. That was how the charter was set up. And I was a woman, and I was from out of state. So they'd already broken the charter, and it was during... The time that the space program was being launched. It was actually after the space program was launched. So, and Rice was close to the space center. So they were trying, they were only going to be eligible for federal money, and there was a lot of it, if they integrated. So the big fuss at Rice was that even though the charter had been set up for white male Houstonians, they'd already broken the charter because they had women there and they had people from out of state. And so there was a great deal of discussion, though, because this is the South. Houston is really more South than anything else, about allowing people of color in. And so the Supreme Court justice, and these guys were certainly old money, old politics, and I was a kid from out of state, very far away from home, kind of lonesome. It was my first time really away from home. And they said to me, the Supreme Court justice said to me, what do you think about, and he didn't use the N-word, but he used a pronunciation that was close enough that just set my teeth on edge. And I said, well, one of my best friends was, and I think the word we used then was black. And he said, do you mean you've touched him? And I said, oh, yeah, you know, we go dancing together, we go swimming. And he said, I can't believe you do that. And I said, why? It doesn't wash off. And they threw me out of the house.
Oh, my God.
I'm a 16-year-old girl, very far away from home for the first time. It's Thanksgiving. And they threw me out of the house. So I had no money. I had to get a cab back to campus. And there was nobody there. I mean, I stayed for that, you know, the Thanksgiving weekend all by myself in a campus that was closed down. And that was one of my first culture shocks of really understanding. And it wasn't so much that I didn't understand about bigotry, because I did. I mean, I'm not stupid. But I never understood how seemingly nice people, I mean, these were not monstrous people by any stretch of the imagination. They were educated. They were relatively cultured. They were certainly wealthy, positions of prominence, of how a belief could be that ingrained to completely override any sense of humanity or decency or kindness. I mean, I was a kid, and admittedly, I was a mouthy kid, but I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I was just so, and part of it is I have kind of, as you folks know from listening to the program, some of an offbeat sense of humor. But I wasn't really trying to oppose them as much as not understanding the depths of their prejudice. And for me, it was really, when you talk about culture shock, it was probably one of the major shocks of my life. Because they were not hateful people in theory. I mean, it was hateful, and it was a terrible thing to do. But it was that their belief that something was so ingrained and so fundamental and so angry and so virulent that their normal good manners, kindness, caring, humanity, hospitality, was completely flattened. And I've never forgotten that, and understand that if you're going to try and change people's minds, you have to at least understand how difficult it is for them. It's not a reason not to do it. It's not a reason to okay that level of ignorance or bigotry, but to understand that it is not superficial, and they believe it every bit as strongly as you believe what you believe. And that was probably one of the fundamental lessons of my life. And I was a kid, I was 16. And it's not that I thought I knew everything. I think there's probably nothing quite as arrogant as a 16-year-old. But that was probably one of the major culture shocks of my life. And I traveled in Europe. I'd been in archaeology. I guess I hadn't then. I did that following summer, where I did different cultures and stuff like that. But to realize that nice people could hold really unnice points of view, and that point of view could overwhelm everything else, was amazing. Was again one of the, and I think it's kind of guided me in my life, because if I think about specifically what my job is with y'all, it's really to change your mind, to change your perspective. And you hear that I'm not unwilling to do it, but I'm relatively gentle about it, because I understand how really difficult that is. And it's probably from that experience. Although at the time, what I did was cried. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what other folks have said about culture shock.
All righty. Let's see here. Our first one, having a baby before being married. Ingrid Bergman was in big trouble with the press when that happened to her. But then she says, biggest culture shock for me is the decay of morals. Anything goes today.
Well, wait a minute, back up. So read that whole thing again, because she, the biggest culture, did she have a baby out of wedlock? Did our respondent or not?
she doesn't really say too clearly.
Read the whole thing again, because I'm a little confused about the context.
Mm-hmm. Having a baby before being married, Ingrid Bergman was in big trouble with the press when that happened to her. The biggest culture shock for me is the decay of morals. Today, anything goes. Maybe she's just pointing out that today it's not a big deal.
Although Ingrid Bergman was That was Isabella Rossellini, right? And so that was... Isabella Rossellini is probably, 50 or something? So that was probably... 50 years ago would be in the 60s. So that's number one. Number two, I remember Murphy Brown being much more, maybe just because it was more contemporary, that she had a baby out of wedlock, and it was, it's probably the only thing Dan Quayle and I will ever agree on, is that it made it sort of glamorous for her, because here's a educated, wealthy, self-reliant woman who had a child out of wedlock, and so she could take care of it. She could have a nanny and whatever. At the time, one out of every four births was born to a 19-year-old, an unmarried 19-year-old, somebody under the age of 19.
Right.
And by and large, most of us are not Murphy Brown, who was, of course, among other things, a fictional character. And the idea of children having children is really a problem economically, ethically, financially, morally. So... But whenever someone says, morals are going to hell in a handbasket, it's one of my favorite quotes of exactly that. Today's children have no morality. They don't stand up when an elder comes into the room. Their language is awful, and they show no respect. And it's by Pliny the Elder when you're like four or something. Mm-hmm. So I think every generation looks at the generation behind it and says, oh, gosh, deterioration. My concern is not so much morals, whatever that means, is the isolation that the internet, I think, is giving to people, that people are not relating to one another one-on-one anymore, and it troubles me, because I think as human beings we need that sense of connection, and I don't think a computer will do it, number one. Number two, I think that we know, study after study suggests that a blank computer screen lowers your inhibitions, and you could say, so that means we're closer, but it doesn't. It's an artificial intimacy, and I think human beings need intimacy. So I don't know that it's morals as much as isolation, which is troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you've been in a restaurant with young kids lately, having said that, I'm from a large family, and the only time we went out was really on birthdays. And one of my younger brothers, who is now, of course, my older brother, was completely out of control. And I'm sure that there are people who around us, when he was a kid, who thought, those people can't control their kids. He would run around. He would pinch waitresses. He was horrible. So it's really hard for me when I see children acting out. In fact, I've gone up to families when the kids are quiet and good and said, your kids are just great. However, part of what they're using to keep kids quiet and calm is the internet. If kids are playing on their iPads or their phones. So nobody's talking. So when there's a family, we've got young kids and everybody's actually talking and behaving, I make a special sort of detour to say good on you. Because it's the isolation that bothers me more than anything else. All right, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Our first visit to Mexico in the late 80s. On the way to the resort, there was a dead horse in the road. 5 days later, on the way back to the airport, it was still there.
Yeah, no. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, there are really. I guess what. And my first visit to France of people tinkling in the street, that was kind of. And it's not considered particularly inappropriate. I don't know. I haven't been to France for a while, but then it wasn't considered particularly de classe. It just was. I mean, American bathrooms, we have bathroom fetishes that don't make any sense to the rest of the world. But, one of the things that we really do better than anybody else is toilet paper. We do great toilet paper. I just thought I'd mention that.
Nice. All right. Being married to a man from Jamaica, we are still married, but it has been nearly 12 years, and we have worked through the differences.
Good point. In different cultures, especially in the role of men and women. Good point. Very good point.
A non-Western bathroom in China to go with your bathroom theme.
Well, the first one that I ran into in France, I mean, one of the ones on the archaeological did, we dug. I mean, we had to go put the lime in it every other day, which is also the following summer we had to dig our own latrine. But even in, like, hotels and stuff, basically it was a cement floor with two places to put your heels, two indentations to put your heels, and you squat.
Oh, wow.
That was a bit of a, oops. It was... And there's nothing like an outhouse, you know, when to sort of make you think. Although, and what happens when you come back into civilization is it takes a while to get used to flushing, which is, for other people, they think you're a barbarian, which of course you are at that moment, because if you've been using an outhouse for the last 4 or 5 months, the idea of flush just doesn't occur to you. And I swear to you, there are people who still, especially with there's so many flush, automatic flushes these days, that people, if it doesn't flush, don't have the sense to flush it. Barbarians. All right, keep going.
Okay. Here, children make marriage decisions on their own, but in India, we have to follow our father's decision on marriage.
Yep, arranged marriages versus non-arranged marriages. Excellent point.
Yeah.
And especially people, as you point out, who have foot in both cultures. And I get a lot of questions from not only the kids who are in both cultures, but the parents who are in both cultures. And I have I had a friend whose parents were arranged marriage that she actually, it was kind of an interesting kind of thing because she was dating. She was an educated woman and dated somebody who was not Indian. And I don't know. And they've been dating for a while, and I think when it came to marriage that her parents just said, this isn't going to work, and she ended up marrying an Indian man. And it wasn't arranged per se, but there was apparently a website or something. And so it was kind of arranged, and it was not so much that her marriage with the guy that she married was arranged as the one that was with the guy that was not of her culture was discouraged. Which is really, I mean, look, in this was about maybe 10 years ago, so we're still talking about the 2000s, that educated women's parents, and she was not a young kid, she was not a kid, she was probably close to 30, could discourage her from marrying somebody who was not of her ethnicity. Pretty interesting. And this was in America. I mean, her parents were from India, but she had been born in this country. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you play any card at Exxon or Mobil, you can start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about culture shock, and you guys, as always, come up with some extraordinary things. I mean, it's one of the pleasures, truly, of my existence to put up something, and just out of curiosity, you indulge my curiosity as well as my intellect, so I appreciate it. All right, let's see what else we've got going on here.
All righty. We have the integration of rap / reggae music in the early 1990s. I hated it, still do.
You know, there's if you haven't seen it, I would recommend Straight Outta Compton. In that, first of all, it's a very well done movie, and I'm with you. I never particularly like rap. It seemed too misogynistic and too violent, especially the NWA anthem of you know what the pigs. I mean, that was even that was a bit much. I think for most of us, for many of us, but it does make it does give you a context. And I saw Straight Outta Compton the same week that I saw Hamilton for the second time. And you say, well, what do they have in common? And what I decided, having seen both of them, is in order to foment a revolution, you need to do two things. First of all, you need to have a very catchy slogan. And this one was the F the pigs, and mm-hmm. the other was want to be in the room. And you need a beat. You need a heartbeat. So you need a catchy slogan that gets people's attention, and you need a heartbeat. And what was interesting in Straight Out of Compton was watching how this translated into audiences that were not the natural audience for this group or this message or this context. And then Hamilton, which has fomented a revolution as well. Now, Hamilton obviously is seen through the prism of history, as is Straight Outta Compton, but with a rap beat. And they were both revelations to me. So I would encourage you, as I said, I'm still not much of a fan of rap, but I think Hamilton is the future of Broadway and musicals. But I think both Straight Outta Compton and Hamilton show you sort of step by step in some very interesting ways of how to cross over from disgruntlement to revolution. Trust me, I'm not carrying signs, and because I think mm-hmm. that basically, I think this country is in the midst of a revolution right now, mm-hmm. of deciding that that the rules that we've been governed by, that first of all, not everybody's governed by them, which is a problem in a democracy. But second of all, we don't trust our leaders. We don't trust the cops. We don't trust the FBI. We don't trust our politicians. And that I think this is a country that's been remarkably effective, essentially, in, with very few examples, bloodless revolutions of saying, because we vote. We say, okay, we don't want this anymore. I think Donald Trump, in his own way, is, believe it or not, is spearheading, like it or not, a revolution that says, we don't want business as usual anymore. It's not working. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't include enough people. And so, you know, to me, it's a very interesting time to be alive, of seeing. And I feel like I've lived through a number of them. I think that Vietnam was a revolution of the country saying, we're not going to go to war just because you want us to. And Johnson. I think that civil rights was a revolution of saying, you can't disenfranchise 13% of the population. I think gay rights, gay marriage, is a revolution of saying, why is the state allowed to determine who we love? So I think we've been through a number of revolutions. I think we're going to go through more. To a certain extent, I was kind of disappointed in the Wall Street movement, because I thought it had a legitimate point and then just got so dispersed that it didn't amount to anything except to say that people should be held responsible, and they're still not being held responsible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think this country is remarkable in terms of being able to go through really sea changes without bloodshed and without over, you know, we don't kill people by and large to change things. We vote people out. We make a fuss. And so, I mean, it's an interesting country to live in. It's an interesting time to be alive. And I think revolution doesn't necessarily have to be bloody. It can certainly be uncomfortable, because I think any change is uncomfortable. Okay, keep going.
Attending college in Utah after growing up in Italy. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I agree. As I said, I think going to college in general, going away to college, is always a culture shock.
Yeah.
It should be. And more colleges are sort of being aware of that.
Yeah,
and for me, it was also not only getting kicked out of somebody's house over Thanksgiving, but finding out how smart I wasn't. Because, you know, I mean, yeah, you think, yeah, okay, high school's okay, and I could do all these other things and still make pretty good grades. And I nearly flunked out my freshman year because I thought, well, I can be on the newspaper, I can be in the drama club, and I can do this. And no, everybody there was smarter than I was.
Mm. All right. Spent 2 weeks in Africa, then returned to the U.S., and it felt surreal. Third world country back to first world Western civilization in 1996.
I hear, one of my culture shocks was going to a zoo in Africa. Zoos in Africa, you'd expect, right? They'd be fantastic, and they're not. They're awful.
What's it like?
Well, they were sort of dusty and...
Mm.
I'll tell you what just popped in my head, which was the Alamo, which, you know, I'd heard about, and I went to visit the Alamo. And the Alamo now has kind of been, they've redone it, but it was the first time I went there, which was when I was in school, which was in the late 60s, early 70s. And it was basically, they had like a storm fence around it, a hurricane fence around it with all this trash. And it was kind of this dusty place. And now it's been kind of been revived as kind of a cultural, historical place. Mm. But that was really alarming. I think any time that you go to some place that you didn't, that has a completely different set of rules, food and culture, and whether you're talking about bathrooms or anything else, mm-hmm. It does give you, it's one of the reasons why they say that travel is broadening, is it does give you a sense of how other people live, and either you come back with a renewed appreciation for how you live, or a sense that there's a different way of living.
Yeah.
But either way, I think you come back with a different sense of living, and whether you choose it or choose not to do it, I agree.
Yeah, you just kind of made me think of my culture shock, if I had to pick one. The first time I went to San Francisco, and I was used to homeless people who kind of, like, you know, ask for change or stand on the corner with a sign, but there were so many homeless people there, and they're just, like, basically crazy people that just walk the streets, and they don't really ask you for anything. They just drink and say stuff to themselves, really.
Well, that's one of the real issues that California was, during Reagan, closed a lot of the mental health facilities. And the idea being that there are now an awful lot of people on the streets who are homeless. Some have lost their jobs. Some are vets. Some have drug problems. But an awful lot have mental health problems and simply cannot function. And there's the system is not dealing very well with them these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one here, I would have to agree with the Mexico comment. We went on a small tour while there on a cruise. Children are there to hustle business for tours. They really play on your emotions. Also, a guy riding a donkey in the middle of nowhere. We are blessed to live in America.
Truly. I lived in Pennsylvania before when I was in second grade, first and second grade, and among the Amish. And that is an amazing kind of thing, because it's, and still is really unchanged, of people literally going, and I went to school with kids who were Amish. And in Denver, I guess this was after, because I started school in Denver. I went to kindergarten, first grade in Denver, and then we moved to Pennsylvania. So I was in second and third grade, I guess. I skipped second grade. So I was in third grade, I guess, and fourth grade in Pennsylvania, in a little one-room schoolhouse. So there are a lot of kids who are Amish, and finding out that they dressed exactly as in the movie. They horse-drawn carriages with the beards and the hats and the whole thing.
Wow.
I suppose the other thing was moving to New York. That was their culture shock. When I first moved to New York, I worked overnight on the weekends, and the first time that was a Jewish holiday, and I woke up at like, you know, whatever, on Monday, and it was like on the beach, there was nobody here. Everything was shut down, and I thought there'd been a war or something, and just nobody had told me. And also, believe it or not, the Orthodox Jews in Williamsburg look exactly like the Quakers, look like, exactly like the Amish. They wear exactly the same clothes, which I guess, I mean, you have to remember Amish are Germans.
Oh, that's, okay.
You know, Pennsylvania Dutch aren't Dutch, they're Germans. So, all right, Culture Shock, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home,
How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and Mike Jake is with me today, and we're going to keep you in touch with Santa. I think we'll do our sort of Santa Claus, what you want Santa to know tomorrow. So if you have any last-minute wishes for Santa, you may want to make sure that you get them on overnight, all right? 855-993-7569. All right, let's do a couple of program directors.
Yeah. Okay? I thought this one was pretty interesting. It's something I've kind of learned over the years and struggled with in my younger years, is boundaries with friends and family.
Is there a question about that? It's, or is that just
generally wanted you boundaries to talk about with, boundaries all right. with friends and family?
Okay. First of all, by definition, a boundary is going to be viewed as hostile if you're not very, very careful. So it would be helpful to have a little bit more guideline here about what the issues are. So let me just, I guess I'm going to have to surmise this rather than, folks, if you're going to send me stuff like that, give me as much information as you can, and I can, it's much easier for me to expand out from specifics than it is to go from abstractions to specifics, because I don't want to mislead you or talk about something in which you have no interest. So, all right, boundaries. First of all, we probably need to be aware of our own boundaries. And if we use the word limitation, that may be a little bit more helpful. For example, we may have no difficulty with somebody, let me just give you an example, eating off our plate. But somebody criticizing how we eat may be a huge issue. And so for one person, the idea of sticking your fork in someone else's food is perfectly okay. And for another, saying, I can't believe you'd eat that would be obnoxious. But they may also be reversed. So the first thing to probably to be aware of is where your areas of sensitivity lie. And they're not going to be the same for everybody. It's, again, one of those things where we assume, we quite often make exactly the wrong assumptions, that what's important to me is going to be important to you, and what's irrelevant to me, it will be irrelevant to you. And that's quite often not the case. So the first thing to know is where your own sensitivities lie. For example, Mom, I don't mind you rearranging my kitchen, but don't criticize my parenting. Or I don't mind you interacting with my kid, but don't rearrange my kitchen. So knowing where your particular issues lie and what the hot buttons are really important. And then it becomes relatively easy to communicate those to somebody else. If you're not aware of them, what you're going to do is find that they're stumbling over them and you're mad at them all the time. And they're going to say, you overreacted. Well, you didn't overreact. You just reacted to something that either they don't think is important or they don't have all the data. So knowing where your own limitations, your own hot buttons are, is crucial. Because then, for example, if the issue is, don't tell me how to raise my kid, then what you can say to a friend or neighbor or a relative of, look, it's one of those things that I watched my grandmother criticize my mother and how she raised me, and I remember at the time thinking how unfair that was. So it's one of those things that I feel particularly sensitive about. And again, if you can explain to somebody why you feel that way before they run afoul of you, it's often very negotiable. And you can see why, if you don't know where that issue is, that the first time they say, wow, your kid is awfully noisy, you're gonna go off on them. And they're going to think you're either nuts or whatever. So it's really important to be as aware of you as you can be. And you don't have to justify them necessarily, but you need to at least be aware of them. And once you're aware of them, then you can negotiate them with somebody else. And you can explain that it's something you're overly sensitive about, or something you grew up with, or something that you know is unreasonable, but here it is. So I can't emphasize too strongly that setting up boundaries is really much more about knowing where your own limitations are. And then you can say to somebody, you can quite often say, look, this is where my particular issue is. Where's yours? And maybe we can agree to disagree on it, or I'll give you $20 there anytime I react or whatever. So you can hear that it's not about boundaries per se, because the word boundaries sounds nice and scientific, and somebody went out there with their little surveying equipment and measured it, and they know where the property lines are, and that's not what it is at all. It's our own areas of sensitivity, and we need to be aware of them before we can explain them to somebody else. Okay, got another one?
I do. This might even kind of go with that. Is
that would be good.
How come all my friends always want something from me?
That would be helpful to know what it is they want from you.
Right.
It may be that you are kind of the alpha. I don't know if you're male or female, but you may be the alpha personage there. You may be the one who has the better job or the better education, or you may be the parent to the group. You may be the one who is always coming up with the ideas. But one of the possibilities is, again, and you're right, Jake, that was very insightful on your part, that this really does relate to the first question a bunch, is look at your own behavior first And if you're always the one who has an opinion and always makes the arrangements and always has, you know, picks up the check, then what you may be able to say to somebody is, look, how about if you make the arrangements this time? Or I'm in the midst of pecuniary strangulation and I really can't afford to do that. So giving other people a chance to do it. But if you teach people that that's what you're going to do, there's nothing wrong with them. And it's not that they're being exploitive. It's just that that's what you've taught them. You know, if every morning I bring you an apple pie and I put it on your doorstep and knock and walk away, and I do that for a month, on the beginning of the next month, you're going to say, where's the apple pie? And I might say, well, what do you mean, where's the apple pie? I brought you an apple pie every day for the last month. You've never said thank you. You've never responded with a cherry pie. Why is it incumbent upon me to bring you an apple pie? How dare you? But the point is, I've taught you to expect an apple pie from me. I haven't explained it. I presumably did it willingly. But people can't read motivation. They can't read your mind. So if you've conditioned your friends that you'll be the one in charge, you're the one who has a little extra money, you're the one who'll pick up the tab, you're the one who'll loan the money, you're the one who'll make the arrangements, you're the one who'll invite them to your house. If you want to change that, and I'm not arguing that it's not okay to change it, but you have to explain it to them. And you can't be mad at them for expecting what you've offered. Okay? Now, you'd say, well, in a perfect world, they would say, well, gee, how come she's doing it all the time? But they may feel that it's something you want to do or something you have to do or it's a control issue. I mean, whatever it is. When in doubt, talk about these kinds of things, which you can hear. And Jake is exactly right. Question number two and question number one are really very closely related. You have to be aware of your own motives and your own issues and your own boundaries, your own expectations before you can help other people to understand them. Because if not, what you're going to do is bang heads all the time, and people are going to get angry with you. How come you didn't bring me an apple pie? Well, how come you're not paying for it? You've always paid for it before. All right, so be aware, be self-aware, and then you can help other people understand as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.